And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of July the 8th. This week in 1965, the Dave Clark 5 movie, Having a Wild Weekend, also known as Catch Us If You Can in the United States, it debuted in London this week in 65. In 68, David Ruffin left The Temptations. Dick Clark became the host of the local Philadelphia Bandstand TV show. This week in 1956. In 57, Elvis Presley's Loving You movie premiered in Memphis, but Elvis did not attend because he got a special showing the night before. The Monkees received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and all four attended the ceremony in 1989. In 67, Kenny Rogers left the new Christie Minstrels and began forming the First Edition the very next day. In 1959, the movie Go, Johnny, Go! With Jimmy Clanton and Chuck Berry, along with performances by Ritchie Valens, Eddie Cochran, and Jackie Wilson, opened up this week in theaters in 59. The very first Rolling Stones concert happened at the Marquee Club in London. Bill Wyman and Charlie Watts weren't even members of the group yet, because the year was 1962. Frankie Lyman, the Everly Brothers, and Connie Francis all starred on Alan Freed's first official Big Beat TV show. It had two previous test runs, and that was the debut for the show in 57. In 1958, Buddy Holly nearly died trying to swim across a lake in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, while he was on tour there. Production began on Fabian's Hound Dog Man movie, but also featured Dodie Stevens this week in 1959. In 1962, the Telstar communication satellite was launched, and the Everly Brothers split up on stage while they were having a fight at Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Vista, California in 1973. In 66, Rod Allen from The Fortunes was hospitalized after being dragged off the stage by the audience at a Lincoln, Nebraska concert, rather, in 1966. The very first stage performance of Jesus Christ Superstar happened in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, this week in 1971. In 2007, Rod Stewart received the Commander of the Order of the British Empire Medal from Prince Charles at Buckingham Palace. The Live Aid concerts took place this week in Philadelphia and London in 1985. Grateful Dead's last concert was in Chicago's Soldier Field in 1995. In 2001, New Orleans named its suburban airport after Louis Armstrong. In 2008, the Beatles producer George Martin was honored by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences as the most successful producer of all time. Happened in 2008. In the studio this week, in 1963, Freddie and the Dreamers recorded I'm Telling You Now. The Everly Brothers recorded Lucille in 1960. Bobby Helms cut My Special Angel in 1957. The Hughes Corporation recorded Rock the Boat in 73. Floyd Kramer recorded Last Date in 1960. The Supremes were in the studio in 64. They recorded Come See About Me. The Beach Boys cut Sloop John B. in 65. And the Drifters recorded Dance With Me this week in 1959. Birthdays, Steve Lawrence is 83, Ed Ames, 92. Lee Hazelwood, born this week in 1929. Arlo Guthrie is 71. Ian Whitcomb, 77. Sandy Stewart turns 81. Gene Simmons, Jumpin' Gene Simmons, not the guy from Kiss, the other fellow from Haunted House fame, born this week in 1937. Diane Renee is 73. Roger McGuinn from The Byrds, 76. Cheech Marin from Cheech and Chong, 72. J. Bird Ussel, the lead singer of The Corsairs, is 76. Thurston Harris, born this week in 1930. Tab Hunter turns 87 this week. Peter Brown, 65. Myra Brown, the child bride of Jerry Lee Lewis, is now 73. Bill Cosby, 81. Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac, 75. Walter Egan, 70. Barbara Cowsill, the mother of the Cowsills, born this week in 1928. And Jerry Vale is 86. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of July 8th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.